The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Many of you will have been watching some of the highlights, I'm sure, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago overnight. Busy night for them again. Here's what Oprah had to say.
When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too. Because we are a country of people who work hard for the money. We wish our brothers and sisters well, and we pray for peace. We know all the old tricks and tropes that are designed to distract us from what actually matters, but we are beyond ridiculous tweets and lies and foolery.
Oh yeah, so said Oprah last night. What about Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's VP nominee?
So here, this is the part, clip and save it and send it to your undecided relatives so they know. If you're a middle-class family or a family trying to get into the middle class, Kamala Harris is going to cut your taxes. If you're getting squeezed by prescription drug prices, Kamala Harris is going to take on Big Pharma. If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable. And no matter who you are, Kamala Harris is going to stand up and fight for your freedom to live the life that you want to lead. Because that's what we want for ourselves, and it's what we want for our neighbors.
Yeah, so said Tim Walz. There watching it all was our own former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Leo, you're very, very welcome to the show. What had you in Chicago?
I received an invitation to attend when former Speaker Pelosi was in Dublin back in April. We met up because we worked together closely in our previous roles, and she asked me if I'd like to go to the convention. And being the political buff I am, I said, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to go. So so she put me in touch with some people, and the arrangements were made. So great opportunity to be here. I've been observing American political conventions probably since I was a teenager, but have never been able to attend one before. And just a great opportunity to see how it operates and meet some people involved in American politics.
So how would you describe it then? What's the experience been like?
Well, it's huge. It's obviously on a very different scale to a party conference in Ireland or Britain or in Ardèche. It's really taken over the town, goes on for the entire week. A lot of security. And, you know, you have to be early for pretty much every event, and a lot of different side events and so on. But each night really has a feature, has a theme. So the main feature last night was Governor Walz accepting the nomination for vice president. And this evening then is going to be, of course, Vice President Harris accepting the nomination for president. And that all wraps up.
So, I mean, again, if you think of the Ardèche example, and you'll be obviously acutely aware of this, that the audience are the people in the room to a large degree. And now I know kind of the big keynote speech might be televised towards the end of the Ardèche, the party leader of the bigger parties. But, you know, to a large extent, it's the party faithful. Is there a sense with this that the audience are not the people in the room, it's the people watching, that this is just a much, much bigger thing, a televised thing?
Well, you know, it's in a huge auditorium. It's effectively a stadium. So, you know, the people on the floor are the delegates who are elected to be there from the primaries, and then also elected reps. And then there are people then in other parts of the stadium who might be there for other reasons, who could be lobbyists, who could be donors, could be supporters in other ways, or international guests, media as well. But you know, not unlike, I suppose, the main speeches at an Ardèche, it is very much for the wider audience, for radio, for social media, trying to introduce the candidates to a wider public. And, you know, as you probably know, America is very polarized politically. Elections tend to be very tight. Presidential elections are down to a few percent. Not many people actually change their mind or are particularly convincible. It's very much about firing up your base and getting voter turnout out, your supporters out to vote. And I think there's been a big shift in the last couple of weeks, particularly on the Democratic Party side, where people are more fired up about the new ticket than they were previously about President Biden, who's a man that I deeply respect and deeply love and be grateful for. But the enthusiasm is greater for this new ticket. And I don't think there's any doubt about that from the feeling on the ground.
Have you been surprised by anything that you've witnessed?
That's a good question. I suppose I didn't necessarily know exactly what to expect. So I've kind of just been going with the flow. Things can change quite quickly and quite rapidly during the course of the day, you know, as to which governor is going to be at which event and what event a candidate might turn up at. So people are always trying to, you know, get around to as many different events as possible. That's been the only thing, I suppose, really.
Have you been at all taken aback by how often Trump gets mentioned? I mean, there was kind of maybe a bit of speculation beforehand to what degree they would try and kind of make the focus about Kamala Harris or continue the campaign strategy, maintain that strategy of making it kind of a referendum on a second Trump presidency as well. And they certainly seem to have gone with the latter, not, you know, exclusively, but to a large degree. They're all talking about Trump all the time.
I actually think so. Certainly, you know, from last night, was there for about 4 hours of the speeches. There was a good mix. You know, a lot of it is about trying to introduce Governor Walz and to the American public, enabling them to get to know Vice President Harris a bit better, talking about what they actually want to do in terms of their program. It's very much about domestic politics, though. Foreign policy doesn't get a huge mention. But of course, Trump looms very large, and certainly among the Democrat delegation, there is, you know, a big concern about America going back to the Trump era. And the refrain you hear a lot is we're not going back. They have a few kind of particular chants and slogans, and that's one of them. And you know, there's a particular focus on that, and I don't think that's a surprise, because you know it is a two-party system, a two-party choice, so it's kind of natural that they would contrast the vision of America that they're putting forward with the alternative.
Who has most impressed you? What speech over the last couple of days?
I have to admit, Oprah yesterday was great. She was an extraordinary speaker. Not somebody who watches the show or would have followed her closely, but would obviously be aware that she's a brilliant actor. But her speech was very good and very much appealed to, you know, the independent voter. She's registered independent herself and, you know, was encouraging independent voters to come out and vote in this particular election. And I think, I think Governor Walz was very good yesterday as well. And then also Wes Moore, I'm not sure if you know it, but he's the governor of Maryland and is kind of tipped as a rising star in the party. His speech got a great reception last night.
So is this kind of like a sneak preview of the future for Leo Varadkar?
I don't know yet, Kieran. I'm still a full-time TD. I'll be back on Monday in Leinster House doing my job. Not running again, as you know, in the election. So we'll have our convention in Dublin West on the 17th of February, or 17th of September. You know, obviously exploring lots of different options as to what I might do in the future. Don't intend to run for election again, but I expect I'll still be engaged and involved in politics in some way. You know, I still care a lot about the future of the country and what goes on in the world. So I imagine I'll be involved in some way or another, just not a name on a ballot paper.
Yeah, but you could see yourself maybe like involved in other countries. I'm not expecting you to tell us what the gig is going to be. And as you say, look, there is no gig at the moment, but it's something like this, that the line of work that it would interest you, kind of being immersed in the politics of another country, a country that we know relatively well.
Well, look, I really don't know. You know, obviously I follow international politics, you know, US, UK, what's happening across Europe as well. I wouldn't profess to be an expert by any means. And each country has its own people who know much more about their politics than somebody would from another country. But look, I'm interested in the issues and have always believed that politics is a mechanism by which you can make change for the better. I expect I'll be in some way involved in it for some time ahead.
Were you a fan of The West Wing?
I was, yeah. Yeah, no, really, really liked it. Didn't actually get to watch everything. Just got so busy at a certain point that I didn't see all the series, but yeah, I was a big fan.
Is it all a bit West Wingy?
Also House of Cards as well, which I thought.
Well, I hope the experience in Chicago is more West Wing than House of Cards.
It's probably something in between.
All right, okay. Nobody's been pushed in front of trains or anything yet, at least.
not that I've heard of.
Leo Varadkar, former Taoiseach. Leo, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Thanks, Kieran. Appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.